What's stock trading? I. Introduction to stock trading. What is stock trading? Stock trading refers to the buying and selling of shares of publicly traded companies on stock exchanges. When individuals or institutional investors engage in stock trading, they are actively participating in the financial market by buying shares of companies they believe will increase in value or selling shares they believe will decrease in value. Stock trading allows individuals to potentially earn a profit by capitalizing on the fluctuations in a company's stock price. How does stock trading work? Stock trading takes place on stock exchanges, such as the New York Stock Exchange, NYSE, or NASDAQ, where buyers and sellers come together to transact shares of publicly traded companies. Here's a basic overview of how stock trading works. 1. Publicly traded companies. Companies that want to raise capital from the public can choose to go public and issue shares of stock. These shares represent ownership in the company and can be bought and sold by investors in the stock market. 2. Stock exchanges. Stock exchanges are marketplaces where buyers and sellers interact to trade stocks. These exchanges provide a centralized platform for trading and ensure fair and transparent transactions. 3. Stock brokers. Individual investors typically need a stockbroker to facilitate their stock trades. Stockbrokers act as intermediaries between the buyers and sellers, executing trades on behalf of their clients. 4. Placing orders. Investors can place various types of orders to buy or sell stocks, such as market orders or limit orders. Market orders are executed immediately at the prevailing market price, while limit orders only execute when the stock reaches a specified price. 5. Price fluctuations. Stock prices fluctuate constantly due to a variety of factors, such as company performance, economic conditions, and investor sentiment. Investors aim to buy stocks at a lower price and sell them at a higher price to make a profit. It's important to note that stock trading carries risks, and investors should carefully consider their investment goals, risk tolerance, and conduct thorough research before making any trades. 2. Types of stock trading. When it comes to stock trading, there are several different approaches and strategies that investors can take. Here are two common types of stock trading: day trading and long-term investing, as well as swing trading and position trading. Day trading versus long-term investing. Day trading involves buying and selling stocks within the same trading day with the goal of making quick profits from short-term price fluctuations. Day traders typically use technical analysis and charts to identify patterns and trends in stock prices. They often rely on leverage and margin accounts to amplify their potential gains, but this also increases their risk exposure. On the other hand, long-term investing involves holding onto stocks for an extended period, usually years or even decades. Long-term investors focus on the fundamental analysis of companies, looking for stocks with strong growth potential and solid financials. They aim to build wealth over time through capital appreciation and dividend income. Long-term investing requires patience and discipline, as it may take years for investments to reach their full potential. Swing trading versus position trading. Swing trading is a trading style that aims to capture shorter-term price movements within a few days to several weeks. Swing traders often use technical indicators and chart patterns to identify potential entry and exit points. They typically look for stocks with high volatility and trade based on momentum and trends. Swing trading requires active monitoring of the market and quick decision-making. Meanwhile, position trading is a longer-term style of trading that aims to capture larger price movements over several months to years. Position traders focus on the macroeconomic environment, industry trends, and company fundamentals. They aim to identify stocks that have the potential to appreciate significantly over time. Position trading requires a more patient and less active approach compared to swing trading. Both swing trading and position trading can be done by individual investors or professional fund managers, depending on their investment strategies and goals. Overall, understanding the different types of stock trading can help investors choose a strategy that aligns with their risk tolerance, time horizon, and investment objectives. It's essential to conduct thorough research and seek professional advice before engaging in any form of stock trading. 3. Stock market basic stock exchanges and indices. The stock market is a vast and complex system consisting of various stock exchanges and indices. Here are some key points to understand about stock exchanges and indices. Stock exchanges. Stock exchanges are platforms where buyers and sellers come together to trade stocks and other securities. Some well-known stock exchanges include the New York Stock Exchange, NYSE, NASDAQ, London Stock Exchange, LSE, and Tokyo Stock Exchange, TSE. These exchanges provide a regulated marketplace for investors to buy and sell stocks. Indices. Stock market indices are measurements of the performance of specific groups of stocks. They provide a snapshot of a particular market or sector and are used to track the overall performance of the stock market. Examples of popular stock market indices include the S&P 500, Dow Jones Industrial Average, DJIA, and FTSE 100. These indices are composed of a select group of stocks that represent the overall market or specific industries. Stock market orders and execution. When trading stocks, investors place orders to buy or sell shares. Here are some common types of stock market orders. Market order. A market order is an instruction to buy or sell a stock at the current market price. It guarantees execution but does not guarantee a specific price. Limit order. A limit order is an instruction to buy or sell a stock at a specific price, the limit price, or better. It allows investors to set a maximum price when buying or a minimum price when selling. Stop order. A stop order becomes a market order to buy or sell a stock when it reaches a specified price, the stop price. It is commonly used to limit losses or protect gains. Stop limit order. A stop limit order combines elements of a stop order and a limit order. It becomes a limit order when the stock reaches a specified stop price. Once an order is placed, it is executed when there is a matching order from another investor. The execution can happen almost instantly or take time depending on market conditions and the liquidity of the stock. Understanding these stock market basics is crucial for anyone looking to venture into stock trading. It allows investors to navigate the intricacies of the stock market and make informed investment decisions. 4. Fundamental analysis in stock trading. Fundamental analysis is a method used in stock trading to evaluate the health and performance of a company by analyzing its financial statements and other relevant information. By understanding fundamental analysis, traders can make more informed decisions about buying and selling stocks. Here are two key aspects of fundamental analysis. Understanding financial statements. Financial statements, such as the income statement, balance sheet, and cash flow statement, provide crucial information about a company's financial health. Traders use these statements to assess a company's profitability, debt levels, and cash flow. Some key components of financial statements include: income statement. This statement shows a company's revenue and expenses over a specific period, revealing its profit or loss. Traders analyze revenue growth, profit margins, and trends in expenses to gauge a company's financial performance. Balance sheet. The balance sheet provides a snapshot of a company's assets, liabilities, and equity at a given point in time. Traders look at the composition of assets and liabilities to assess a company's financial stability and leverage. Cash flow statement. This statement displays the inflows and outflows of cash from a company's operating, investing, and financing activities. Traders analyze the cash flow statement to assess a company's ability to generate cash and its liquidity position. Evaluating company health and performance. Once traders have analyzed the financial statements, they can evaluate a company's overall health and performance. Some key factors to consider include: revenue growth. Traders look for consistent revenue growth over time, which indicates a company's ability to increase sales and expand its market share. Profitability. Analyzing profit margins, return on equity, and return on assets helps traders assess a company's profitability and efficiency. Debt levels and solvency. Traders examine a company's debt levels, debt-to-equity ratio, and interest coverage ratio to determine its ability to meet its financial obligations. Industry and market trends. Traders consider broader industry and market trends that may impact a company's performance, such as technological advancements, regulatory changes, and competitive landscape. By conducting fundamental analysis, traders can gain a deeper understanding of the companies they invest in, allowing them to make more informed decisions and maximize their potential returns. It is important, however, to also consider other factors such as market trends, news, and technical analysis when trading stocks. V. Technical analysis in stock trading. When it comes to stock trading, technical analysis plays a crucial role in helping investors make informed decisions. It involves the study of historical price and volume data to predict future price movements. Here are two key components of technical analysis: chart patterns and trends. One of the main focuses of technical analysis is identifying chart patterns and trends that can provide valuable insights into the future direction of a stock's price. Some common chart patterns and trends include support and resistance levels. These are price levels at which the stock has historically had difficulty moving below support or above resistance. Traders use these levels to make decisions about entering or exiting positions. Trend lines. These are lines drawn on a price chart to connect the lows or highs of a stock's price over a certain period. Trend lines can help identify the overall direction of the stock's price movement. Double tops and bottoms. These are chart patterns that indicate a potential reversal in the stock's price movement. A double top occurs when the stock reaches a high level twice and fails to move higher, while a double bottom occurs when the stock reaches a low level twice and fails to move lower. Indicators and oscillators. Technical analysis also involves the use of various indicators and oscillators to provide further insight into a stock's price movement. Some commonly used indicators and oscillators include moving averages. Moving averages are calculated by averaging the stock's price over a specified period. They help smooth out price fluctuations and identify trends. Relative Strength Index, RSI. The RSI is a momentum oscillator that measures the speed and change of price movements. It ranges from 0 to 100 and is used to identify overbought or oversold conditions. Moving Average Convergence Divergence, MACD. The MACD is a trend-following momentum indicator that shows the relationship between two moving averages. It is used to identify potential buy or sell signals. By analyzing chart patterns, trends, and using indicators and oscillators, traders can gain valuable insights into the potential future movements of a stock's price. It's important to note that technical analysis is not foolproof and should be used in conjunction with other forms of analysis, such as fundamental analysis, to make sound investment decisions. 6. Risk management in stock trading. When it comes to stock trading, managing risks is crucial to protect your investments and ensure long-term success. Here are two important strategies for risk management in stock trading. Setting stop-loss orders. One of the most effective ways to manage risks in stock trading is by setting stop-loss orders. A stop-loss order is a predetermined price at which you will automatically sell a stock to limit your potential losses. By setting a stop-loss order, you can protect yourself from significant losses if a stock's price drops below a certain level. Here are a few key points to remember about stop-loss orders. A stop-loss order can be set as a specific price or a percentage below the current market price. The stop-loss order is executed as a market order, meaning it will be executed at the best available price once the stop price is reached. It is important to set a stop-loss order at a level that allows for normal market fluctuations, but still protects you from significant losses. Setting stop-loss orders is an essential risk management tool that helps traders stay disciplined and avoid emotional decision-making based on short-term price movements. Diversification and portfolio management. Another crucial aspect of risk management in stock trading is diversification and portfolio management. Diversification involves spreading your investments across different stocks, sectors, or asset classes to reduce the impact of any single investment on your overall portfolio. Here are some key benefits of diversification. Reduces the risk of losing all your investments in case one stock or sector performs poorly. Increases the potential for long-term growth by investing in different areas of the market. Allows you to take advantage of different investment opportunities and minimize the impact of market volatility. Proper portfolio management also involves regularly reviewing and rebalancing your portfolio to ensure that it aligns with your investment goals and risk tolerance. It is important to monitor your investments, stay informed about market trends, and make adjustments as needed. By effectively managing risk through strategies like setting stop-loss orders and diversifying your portfolio, you can minimize potential losses and improve your chances of achieving long-term success in stock trading. 7. Trading strategies. When it comes to stock trading, having a solid trading strategy is crucial for success. Here are three popular trading strategies that investors commonly use. Value investing strategy. The value investing strategy involves identifying undervalued stocks in the market. Investors who follow this strategy believe that the market sometimes undervalues certain stocks, providing an opportunity to buy them at a discount. The goal is to find stocks with strong fundamentals that are trading below their intrinsic value. Some key features of value investing include fundamental analysis. Value investors focus on analyzing a company's financial health, including factors such as earnings, cash flow, and balance sheet. Long-term perspective. This strategy requires patience as value investors typically hold stocks for the long term, waiting for the market to recognize the stock's true value. Margin of safety. Value investors aim to buy stocks with a margin of safety, meaning they are purchased at a price significantly below their intrinsic value to account for potential uncertainties or risks. Momentum trading strategy. The momentum trading strategy involves identifying stocks that are gaining momentum in the market. Momentum traders believe that stocks that have been rising in price will continue to do so, and stocks that have been declining will continue to fall. Some key features of momentum trading include technical analysis. Momentum traders primarily rely on technical indicators and charts to identify stocks with strong upward or downward momentum. Short-term focus. This strategy is typically employed by traders looking to take advantage of short-term price movements. Positions are often held for a few days to several weeks. Risk management. Momentum traders use stop-loss orders to limit potential losses and lock in profits. These orders automatically sell a stock if it reaches a certain predetermined price level. Contrarian trading strategy. The contrarian trading strategy involves taking positions opposite to the prevailing market sentiment. Contrarian traders believe that when the majority of investors are either extremely bullish or bearish on a stock, it may be an indication to take the opposite stance. Some key features of contrarian trading include sentiment analysis. Contrarian traders closely monitor market sentiment indicators, such as the ratio of bullish to bearish investors or the level of investor pessimism. Patience and discipline. Contrarian trading requires patience and discipline, as it can be challenging to go against the crowd. This strategy requires careful analysis and the ability to withstand short-term price fluctuations. Risk management. Contrarian traders manage risk by setting stop-loss orders and closely monitoring their positions. They also use fundamental and technical analysis to identify potential turning points in the market. It's important to note that each trading strategy has its strengths and weaknesses. It's crucial to thoroughly research and understand a strategy before implementing it in your own trading approach. 8. Online stock trading platforms. Popular online brokers. Online stock trading has become increasingly popular in recent years, making it easier than ever for individuals to invest in the stock market. There are several online brokerage platforms that offer convenient and user-friendly interfaces, allowing traders to buy and sell stocks with just a few clicks. Here are some of the most popular online brokers. E-Trade. E-Trade is one of the oldest and most well-known online brokers. It offers a range of features and tools for traders, including real-time quotes, research reports, and educational resources. TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade is another popular online brokerage platform, known for its comprehensive research and educational materials. It also offers a wide range of investment options, including stocks, options, and ETFs. Charles Schwab. Charles Schwab is a reputable online broker that offers a wide range of investment options and tools. It provides access to a large selection of mutual funds and ETFs, as well as research and educational resources. Fidelity. Fidelity is a trusted online brokerage platform that offers a variety of investment options, including stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. It also provides a range of research and educational materials to help traders make informed decisions. Features and fees. Each online broker has its own set of features and fee structures. Here are some key features to consider when choosing an online brokerage platform. Trading fees. Online brokers typically charge a fee for each trade made. It's important to compare the trading fees charged by different platforms to ensure you're getting the best value for your money. Research tools: look for online brokers that offer comprehensive research and analysis tools. These tools can help you make informed investment decisions by providing access to market data, company profiles, and analyst reports. Customer support: consider the level of customer support provided by the online broker. Look for platforms that offer prompt and helpful customer service, whether through phone, email, or live chat. Mobile trading. Mobile trading has become increasingly important for many traders. Make sure the online broker you choose offers a mobile app that allows you to trade conveniently on the go. Account minimums. Some online brokers require a minimum deposit or account balance. Consider whether the minimum requirements fit your budget and investment goals. It's important to research and compare different online brokerage platforms to find the one that best suits your needs and trading style. 9. Tips for beginners in stock trading. Start with a demo account. One of the most important tips for beginners in stock trading is to start with a demo account. A demo account allows you to practice trading with virtual money without risking your own capital. This is a great way to learn how the stock market works and to familiarize yourself with trading platforms and tools. Use the demo account to experiment with different trading strategies and to gain confidence before you start trading with real money. Continuously educate yourself. Stock trading is a complex and ever-changing market, so it's crucial for beginners to continuously educate themselves. Stay updated on market trends, news, and economic indicators that can impact stock prices. There are many online resources, books, and courses available to help you learn about stock trading. Taking advantage of these resources will help you make informed investment decisions and improve your trading skills. Additionally, consider joining online communities or forums where you can connect with experienced traders and learn from their insights and experiences. By starting with a demo account and continuously educating yourself, you'll be better equipped to navigate the world of stock trading. Remember that trading involves risks, so it's important to approach it with caution and to always do your research before making any investment decisions. X. Conclusion: benefits and risks of stock trading and key points to remember. In conclusion, stock trading can be an exciting and potentially lucrative investment option. Here are some key benefits and risks to consider. Benefits. Profit potential. Stock trading allows investors to potentially earn significant returns on their investments. Diversification. Investing in various stocks can help spread out the risk and protect against losses. Ownership. Buying shares of a company gives investors a sense of ownership and the ability to participate in important company decisions. Dividends. Some stocks provide regular dividend payments, which can be an additional source of income for investors. Flexibility. Stock trading offers flexibility in terms of when to buy and sell shares, allowing investors to react to market conditions. Risks. Volatility. The stock market can experience significant fluctuations, leading to potential losses. Market risk. The overall market conditions can impact stock prices and investor sentiment. Individual stock risk. The performance of individual stocks can vary, leading to potential gains or losses. Lack of control. Stock prices can be influenced by factors beyond an investor's control, such as economic conditions or management decisions. Emotional decision-making. Stock trading can be emotionally challenging, and making decisions based on fear or greed can lead to poor outcomes. It's important for investors to keep these risks in mind and approach stock trading with a well-thought-out strategy. Here are some key points to remember. Do thorough research before investing in stocks. It's essential to research the companies and sectors you're interested in and stay informed about market trends. Set realistic goals. Establish clear investment goals and have a plan in place to achieve them. Diversify your portfolio. Spread out your investments across different stocks and sectors to minimize risk. Monitor your investments. Keep an eye on market conditions and regularly review your portfolio to make necessary adjustments. Seek professional advice if needed. If you're new to stock trading or need guidance, consider consulting with a financial advisor who can provide personalized advice based on your financial goals and risk tolerance. Remember, stock trading involves risks, and past performance is not always indicative of future results. By educating yourself, staying informed, and carefully managing your investments, you can navigate the world of stock trading with confidence. 0000.